What?
Should know how to slow
Wow, but I shoot with this hand.
You're listening to
This is the coldest opening.
Hey, guess what, though?
I have no
idea. Tweeted out.
All right.
So everyone retweeted.
Wait, our one viewer just left.
Whoa, who was
get back here?
I don't know. It doesn't tell you.
Hey. Oh, wait.
Damn it.
On Periscope. I don't have that much data, though.
Welcome to the control panel over here.
Look at that Periscope. Look at it on Twitter. Periscope added.
No, we're actually
recording. Yeah. Go check this out. Periscope added a little.
Because we got to hear the weird sound.
All right.
Cold opening. I like it. Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal podcast. I am Ken.
David at Bear the Terror.
And Vaughn.
Dude, guarding the masculinity. Oh, I'm fighting off a sneeze, boys. It's the oils.
Oh, the oils. Oh, no.
It's always something. Why can't you just sneeze to sneeze sake?
No, it's coming. I have to wait.
That's what she
it's
said.
It's a cardboard box.
That's what she said.
It's the fish oil. It's Wrong. The grease oil.
No, it's the grease from the pizza. It always fucks with me.
Really?
It's the hat. That's why you're losing your hair on top.
Wrong.
Oh, damn. Flat bills.
That's coming back.
We could say you're wearing a flat bill right now because nobody can see you.
You do have a nice flat bill.
No, yeah. No flat bill.
Is that a monster logo on that flat bill?
Wrong.
It's an amp energy.
That's my new thing, everyone. I'm parroting my hero. My hero
Trump.
Yeah,
I should turn that volume down. That's probably super annoying.
Yeah, the reverb.
Grana, everyone out there, wireless freak, has reached out, and Periscope is allowing us to stream live at the same time.
Waving to you.
Yeah, they hooked us up. We'll see if it works.
Yeah.
We're waiting for three. Oh, this is Justin at wirelessfreak.com.
Hello.
Sorry, Ken.
No, nothing. I like it. I like where we're going with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Bow, bow. Look at that, though, everybody.
Oh, that's a perfect shot.
Look at that.
That's looking crystal clear.
We're on.
That one user's you, idiot.
No,
someone liked it.
No, wasn't
me.
No, it wasn't.
Did you touch the screen?
Oh, you're right.
Jesus.
I got two hearts, though, for the MVD show.
Well, just keep touching it. Jack off on it. Whatever you need to do.
Oh, I'll boost it artificially. Like the stock market.
Oh, we just lost one viewer. You must have disconnected.
I did. Hold on.
Back down to the big goose egg.
Heart. How do you leave comments and stuff? I'm new to Periscope. This is it's not me.
We need it. Are you back on? Oh, yeah. You just joined.
It's like our Periscope is kind of going through an apocalypse. Almost like a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my God.
Nice lead-in, bro.
That was sick.
Just saying.
Smooth.
Well, you know, at work, this topic of discussion got brought up. Wireless Freak, Justin actually found this article, which was pretty badass, if I do say so.
Yeah, during a meeting at work.
Quality.
We were sick of listening to low-tier storage and, you know, surfing the web.
Title of this article is
very quality.
No
product.
Scientists didn't turn mice into killer zombies. What's your take on that, Vaughn?
Fake. Wrong.
I mean, if it actually happened, that's a bummer.
Would we be scared of zombie mice? Number one.
I'm not.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Why?
Are you kidding? Dude, you see what they do to a garage full of boxes?
Well, yeah, just don't have boxes.
Dude, what the hell else you put in a garage?
Automobiles.
Wrong.
Ping pong tables.
No, you put boxes and automobiles.
Things with...
They ravage my garage. I got rat shit everywhere. Can you imagine a zombie rat
again,
shit?
Again, rat and mice are two totally different things.
Yeah, not
in my world.
The difference?
Yeah, they are.
They're the same thing.
I'd say a rat's much more powerful than a mouse.
Yeah.
Hands down.
A rat is
a
like,
zombie
remember
rat.
On Too Fast, Too Furious when they stuck it on his chest in the
bucket? Yeah.
That's a rat.
Oh.
A mouse is a tiny little thing, almost like a
it's kind of cute.
Yeah, but you know, here's the problem. They're good vectors at spreading disease. So they're going to populate. How do you think the Black Plague killed all those people?
But don't you like cats? And what do cats got to eat?
That's why I don't want a damn mouse.
I thought the Black Plague was technically the fleas that were on the mice.
Yeah.
So that'll spread the zombie horde
even
more.
They were just like
more.
Big boats, human
what, you think
boats.
The
not humans.
The lice or the fleas is going to become a
Yeah, no, a it zombie? Goes into the blood, right? We all know how this works. I've seen Resident Evil already.
No, most of the time you're born with it.
Yeah, what's the lead actress's
name?
You're
born with the
plague. Mila Jovovich.
Nice.
Not on my watch, you son of a bitch. You think you're going to get me? Wrong. No, I'm just saying, I don't like that, because if they do that, this is how it starts. It's five dudes. One, two, three.
Can you count?
Yeah.
Five dudes sitting at a table joking about it. Then next week or 28 days later, everyone's gone. I wake up in a hospital bed.
Dude, yeah. Sandra Bullock tore it up in that.
Sandra Bullock isn't in 28 days later, is she?
I think it was another like chick flicks.
No, there's 28 days and there's 28 days later.
No, that's Houseboat.
So which one is the zombie one?
28 days later.
Yeah, that's the...
So 28 days is with Sandra Bullock.
I think just 28 days is...
Wrong. 28 days later.
I thought it was 28 days of dark.
No, that's 30 days and night.
Yeah, that's the Josh Hartnett one.
Oh, right? You're right. I was going vamps.
Yeah, but I'm going zoms. So here's the deal.
Zoms.
So that's how it starts. It's five dudes joking about it, and then you know, you see Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Obama says on the movie, oh.
Dude, why you gotta get racist this early in the show?
No, he says,
wait, are you talking about
the opening
still?
Credits. Yeah, the simian. No, the opening credits. Don't go there. I didn't go there.
You're in the wrong room.
Opening credits. He goes, this should not be considered a public health crisis. No one should panic. Boom. Smash cut to 2 minutes later in the opening credits. Everyone's dead.
Wait, I thought Planet of the Apes
was a planet
that
happens in Planet of the
Apes.
No, because the people get all wiped out by
Are you talking about Mark Wahlberg version?
No,
the original or the one with James Franco?
You talking about Caesar?
No, no.
Caesar's a good man.
Caesar was sweet.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is what I'm talking about.
Marky Mark. Or no, the very first one with James Franco.
The newest one that came out.
The good one.
No, the newest one.
No, there's
two.
A new one with James Franco.
Two.
There's two.
James Franco's not in the new one.
Oh, he's not?
No. Sorry.
He's not.
Wait, so I'm confused.
Yeah.
On this new version of Planet of the Apes.
That's the good one. That one's awesome.
What,
yeah.
Does it take place in San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah, right outside.
Both do.
Uh-huh.
But the apes already inhabit the
Correct.
Planet.
The apes are just, they're so good
and
looking.
And the people show up.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
So how is this an apocalypse?
Because if you open watch the opening credits.
All right,
it's
that's
the humans that are the virus in this situation.
No.
That's actually true. Yeah. Remember in number one?
Yeah, that's the
James
thing.
Franco, they make the one smart, and then Caesar goes in and throws the gas into all the other monkeys to make them intelligent.
No, but what I'm saying is the opening credits.
The humans
credits,
invented the gas to make them smart.
Yeah, but.
And then they took over the world.
Because humans died. Humans die from this flu.
San Francisco?
Are we getting a like? Are you periscoping? Is there some likes going on?
There ain't no likes.
Damn it!
No, but here
why isn't Cougar Bait on? Oh, that's right. He's not here.
Oh.
Yeah,
he should be to teach baseball.
He's being a good daddy.
Well, we'll get back to that. But he's
let's
the one
talk
that should
about
be
these,
liking
let's
it.
Let's talk about this.
So I read
more.
The article about these mice, and how do you feel that it means scientists have the ability to turn it on? This isn't something that nature is choosing as its course.
Alex Jones talked about this shit for years, boys.
The scientists are
Who's
making
Alex
it
Jones?
Happen.
He's a conspiracy theory.
That's the weird thing.
Oh. Straight like World
War
Z.
Oh, so he's a psychopath?
With Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
9/11 believer.
Now, there's two different types of zombies. Yeah. Slow movers and fast movers. Will the mice be slow mice or fast mice?
They're always fast. They scuttle around super fast.
Mm-hmm.
For their size, they're probably the fastest creature
in the world. Usain Bolt might be fast, but in some universes, he could be a slow zombie. But in others, he could be fast.
I thought we were talking about our universe.
Yeah, we are.
So they're
what universe are these mice in?
Zombie universe?
They're in our world.
The same one where Berenstain Bears live.
Yeah. No, that shit's still fun.
And Sinbad was a
Sinbad.
Sinbad was a pirate.
Yeah, no, that one ain't bad.
No, but I'm just, I don't know about this.
I missed that one.
Honestly, I'm not, I don't think zombies are going to happen in our
lifetime. Oh, it's going to happen. I'm getting prepared.
What have you done to prepare yourself?
I got some rounds.
That's it?
Just 12? Bought a fancy car.
I got some morning round, so that nice, tasty breakfast.
Nah, bro.
Three to four grains, maybe a cream berry.
Incorrect. I got a plan. I ain't telling you guys, though. I got
a plan.
Not a plan.
And you don't have a plan.
Why would I tell the world that
because
my plan?
We'll take his plan and then he'll be screwed.
I'm not stupid.
There's like tons of people that live in our general area of the world.
Yeah, well.
You don't think they have the same plan as you?
Well, mine's better.
What's your plan?
I ain't telling you.
Yeah?
Don't worry about
Let
it.
Let me guess. Float in the ocean.
No.
That's a good plan.
That's a horrible idea. I saw Waterworld. I know how that ends.
Zombies never swim.
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
But they can walk on the sea floor.
Yeah, what was that movie?
Then they're going to fucking look up.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They still walk on the sea floor.
I still think that any apocalypse in Ireland is still a good idea.
Yeah. And if you're with Johnny Depp, He can survive years on an island by himself, and then you have turtles that will just bring you back.
You're taking us to Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Jeez, we're jumping around.
Go back to the zombie,
please. Might as well go Castaway if you're going to do that.
Yeah, that's a bit.
So you know these Care Bears?
I'm just saying.
You could slide on a rainbow anywhere you want to go.
Anywhere.
It's not bad. Getting away from the zombies.
I don't know. I think it's a possibility that we need to be concerned about is a zombie thing.
In your lifetime?
Hell yeah. All it takes is one messed up virus, and we're all screwed. Here's the thing.
Like
it
contagion?
Has to be like rabies or something. Something that makes you like mad. Like go crazy.
It's like
all it takes.
World War Z. That's exactly what happens is they go crazy.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
That wasn't a great movie.
No, I liked it.
It wasn't that good.
I didn't like it that good. I liked
28
it.
28 days later, though, and 28 weeks later, that's a better zombie.
And
wait,
here's the
28 weeks?
Yeah.
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 And time. Supposedly they're coming out with like 28 months.
Yeah. No, they're good movies.
Oh, 28 years. Well,
no big deal.
Well, 28 decades.
No, but with those movies, those are not regular zombies. Those are angry cannibals.
Yeah.
Those are more scary. Angry cannibals are way
you guys know what would really suck, though, is if someone got rabies, because I don't think we have a cure for that.
No, we don't.
Nope. You got to shoot them.
No.
Thanks,
right?
Michael Scott.
Yeah. So that would stink.
No. You know,
I actually do have a fear of water, so.
One person has been cured of rabies. One person was cured.
Old
I
Yeller.
Saw a documentary. No?
Yeah, but hardly maybe one person
Wait,
ever
we actually
ever gotten
don't?
Rabies.
One person's been. No, we don't.
Oh.
If you catch it too late, you're screwed.
Why don't you just get the vaccination or whatever?
Because they had to shoot. My uncle had to get it. It's 6 shots in your stomach.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Just don't.
What do you get bit by?
A raccoon.
Mm. And the raccoon got away.
Yeah.
Seems fine.
Yeah, he was a kid. That's just what I heard.
How did he get bit by a raccoon?
I don't know. He was playing with. He's giving it some food or something at some kind of company picnic.
Sounds like his own fault.
At a company picnic.
Yeah. Yeah. What is he working?
No, my.
How old?
No, as soon as he was a kid, it was my gramps'
paper
company
pusher.
Picnic and sweatshop. My uncle got bit by the raccoon. He's giving
in
it some
his
food.
Skull?
I don't know where it was, but they had to take him to the hospital. He had to get 6 shots in his stomach.
My brother got bit by a possum.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
They
he was
dead.
Trying to stab it with a knife.
Ouch.
Sounds like he deserved it.
Did he get his rabies shots?
No. He killed the possum, so he brought it with him.
Did it, like, bite him as it was going down? Like,
it bit him, and then he got blood poisoning and passed out on the floor that night and had to go to the emergency room.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
Possums have dirty mouths, everybody. Word of warning, don't get bit by a possum.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll
fair
stay enough. Away from them.
I think the gum might have a dirtier mouth than a possum, though, so I'm taking my chances with the possum.
Yeah, no, that's quite possible. Yeah. That's you know what though I do have one because I spent last night at your mom's house.
Oh, wow!
Shit.
Always refers back to the mom. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
You set that one up, bro.
That was harsh.
That was too easy. Yeah.
That was like not a fair response.
Yeah, it was.
No, but you escalated like 5 levels above where he was at.
I'm just trumping him. You got trumped.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Moving on.
Hell yeah.
That
let's
topic
talk about
real
that.
Quick.
Let's talk about that.
Go ahead, Vaughn.
I don't. I just not my really my thing. But,
he backs away. That's one thing Trump never does is backpedal.
Yes, let's keep it going.
He's a hard
let's
charger.
Keep it going.
No, he's my hero. What can I say?
Oh my god!
That's,
don't say
that's
that.
Good
this
enough.
Is being recorded.
That's good enough. Go to next.
Oh. Hey,
cut.
when the world ends, come back and listen to this podcast. You'll hear that, and I think you'll have a different idea.
I think we'll be good.
Okay.
I think we're going to be prosperous. We're going to be, what was it say? We're going to win again. We're going to keep winning like we've never won before.
Then we're going to take their oil.
Hell yeah.
That's legal.
Jeez.
No, it's all good. No, but I don't know. That's my thought with the zombies. I'll bring it back around. I actually do sometimes worry about that because everyone, you know, in the movies, right? No one ever expects it, right? You know, and
that's
then
true. They don't.
There's nothing
no one
to worry
expects
about.
It. What are you talking about? They already got the messed up ants that get zombified or whatever.
I'm going to throw this out there. The government
ants.
Already has
I'm
a virus.
I'm not worried
that
about
them.
Zombie ants. Yeah. Why would I worry about zombie ants?
No. We're talking about zombie people. But I guarantee
zombie
you, the government
bringing up zombie
already
ants.
Has that. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
the government has
it's biological
has to have everything.
Warfare. They just drop like a little bomb. Everyone gets infected,
dirty bomb.
And then they start killing each other.
Yeah.
Exactly,
makes total sense.
That's what I'm worried about. It's a
called,
legitimate concern.
You know what? It's called knowledge.
Yes.
Drop a little knowledge. Boom. Boom.
Yep.
Zombies.
Poof.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Laugh now. You'll see. You'll see when I'm surviving.
What year would you say the zombies are going to start coming?
Probably when I'm old and fragile.
Can you give me a year number?
2050.
Okay. How about 2060?
Okay.
2070?
Are we still around in 2070?
No, I'll probably be. Well, 2070.
Zombies take over?
Sounds doable.
Yeah, it sounds doable.
How about, I mean, 2080 sounds ridiculous, though. You think 2080 would be
I don't think I'll be alive.
No. But you think that could happen in 2080?
Sure.
Okay.
How about 2090, dude?
No way.
What are you trying to prove? Like, what? I'm just saying it's a possibility. I put some thought into this. I got the survival guide.
That was good.
You bought that?
Of course I bought it.
That book.
The zombie survival guide. I'm going to be one step ahead of you guys.
I own the
SAS. Yeah, but jokes on you. I actually know how to read.
Oh.
I'm an educated man.
I watched the movie.
That movie was bad.
Wrong. No. So I guess we were talking about messed up work stories.
Dave must have had a poop hella bad.
I think so.
He left without saying anything.
Well, you better not be pitching loaves on the lawn.
I think it was the trifecta of the jalapenos, the all-meat marble, and the olives.
He's having an all-meat aftermath.
After birth.
We might have to cut right now. Wait a couple minutes.
Wait, someone should go periscope in the bathroom and see how he's doing. Pair down.
I think we would be banned.
Can I get a courtesy flush in there?
No. Oh, that's a good work story.
That's a good work story from the Gom that he likes to share a lot. Yeah. Go ahead, Gom.
Okay,
fire
so
away, baby.
Straight into the toilet humor.
Well, I'm here. What did you expect? So I was at work. This was a long time ago. I had to preface that. And it was one of those you go to work kind of. You drank a lot of booze the night before, mm-hmm. and so it's still working its way out.
Where this is going.
Bubble guts.
Yeah, but big time bubble guts, bro. And basically...
Oh, yeah.
And you know when you can just feel it? It's hot. You know? It's hot.
Nope.
And so I'm sitting on the can, and...
He's talking about a story, a poop story.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah? No, this is a different one. But I'm sitting on the can, and I always like to use the handicap stall. Because there's more room.
More room to spread out.
Yeah. Bear down if you need to.
Yeah. You know, and it's more privacy. So I'm in there, and I'm
handicapped
just...
person's shitting himself because he's in there 30 minutes.
He just won the urinal.
Surfing the iPhone.
Well, sidebar, have you ever seen a handicapped person actually ever use the handicap stall? I never have.
That's
not
a
my
good
whole
point.
Life.
I never have either.
Yeah, because they can't because other people are always in there.
It's like a handicapped parking spot.
Yeah. Always empty.
That's true.
So,
That's
true. So anyway, so I'm in there, and... I'm just letting loose. I mean, it should have been. Remember Hurricane Andrew?
Wait, is this where you work now?
Yeah,
I don't.
Oh, great.
Katrina was the one that I remember.
Okay, so imagine Hurricane Katrina in a stall. I mean, it was a disaster.
Jesus,
it was flooding.
What you're telling me is, you built your bowl below sea level.
It ended up being below sea level, and I was done with it.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Actually, it looked like an island merging from the water.
Oh, God.
It's a hot spot.
Not Kilauea.
Kilauea ass.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's exactly. I had some Kilauea ass. And
aloha.
Yeah.
No mahalo. That's what I say to that right
so
there.
So, anyway, so I'm sitting there, and it is just horrible. And it's this poor sap sits in the next stall. Poor guy. And he after a while I could tell like he starts shuffling his feet a little bit like he doesn't want to be there.
Getting a little anxious.
That was a convulsion.
Yeah, he's sitting there. And then basically I hear this voice go, "Hey, can I get a courtesy flush?"
No way.
And I in my thinking I just said, "No."
Jeez. What an a-hole.
Dude, I hope it was the dude that gets totally naked to use the urinal.
What?
I hope. You've never seen that?
No.
There's someone at work that gets completely naked, or he used to. He got in trouble. But he used to take all of his clothes off.
Like an old
urinal.
Man? I saw an old man do that at the Giants game one time.
No, wait, wait.
What?
Wait,
what?
He needs to go to the floor?
Yeah
completely
I've seen
naked,
it.
Dude.
I've seen it. He's a little
shirt
weird.
Off.
Where does he put his clothes?
No, he just takes him down to his ankles, basically.
And then, like, yeah, lifts his shirt up.
Oh, like Butters.
Yeah, he's a little off.
That's how Butters uses
it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Butters. Just like that. He's the Butters of our
I actually liked a little more when he took all of his clothes off and folded them neatly on the counter and then just went pee and put them back on.
So the moral of the story is...
You're just walking down the hall naked to get to the bathroom.
As I said no, and then he immediately concluded his business and probably took it elsewhere.
Oh,
that was the end of the story.
That's it.
That's just
that's
a tip
a lot
of the iceberg.
Build up for that's good.
Yeah, I mean,
it's poop
that's
story.
A good lead off story for work stories.
Yeah.
I think.
I thought maybe you would have just left it there, and not flushed at all.
Oh no, that was a game my buddy would play.
Mm.
No, no. So in high school.
That's not a game.
Oh, no. It was us.
Should we all talk about our worst poop, public poop story?
No.
So I'll give a quick aside.
Somebody's got a good story they don't want to share.
Just coming on Periscope for a second and dropping
oh,
it.
Oh, no. See ya. These guys aren't eating in front of the camera.
It's always in the worst places. Like, if you're in Truckee, you know the bathroom's not clean. It's like everyone goes there. You go to Needles. Everyone's going to go to the bathroom there. Like, what do you do?
Well,
do what the Romans do.
No, this is what my buddy would do. We'd load him up with Taco Bell burritos. We'd load him up with, like, Jack in the Box tacos and shakes and burrito and all this messed up stuff. And then we would wait for him for it to build. And then we would send him into, like, a store that had a single stall bathroom. And what he'd do is he'd run in there, blow it up, and then he would not flush and then run out. And we'd wait to see the next person's reaction when they open the door to see.
Damn.
So we are at this AM PM.
Wait, so you're inside smelling that just to see their face?
No. So we wait outside in the car.
Oh, okay.
Or in the store. We're acting like we're buying stuff, but we're just watching, right? So we go to this AM PM. He goes and drops this horrific nuke. He nuked it, right?
And you know?
2 kilotons at least.
Jesus.
So
he measured it.
No, but here's the worst part. This big biker dude, my buddy closed the door and does his business.
Nicest,
right? This big
nicest
biker
guy
dude,
in the world.
Yeah, is waiting. Yeah.
Tiny.
Waiting to use the bathroom after him. He didn't know this, and I didn't tell him. So that was the funny thing. So my buddy flings open the door and just makes a beeline out. Well, the biker dude comes up, looks in the shitter, goes, oh my, and freaks out and starts coming after my buddy to, like, give him a piece of his mind. We all hop in the truck and bounce. So then we go to Starbucks. And you know the little clipboard where they have to sign in? You know, so
who cleaned the bathroom last? Yeah.
So this chick, we looked at the clipboard. We noticed that it was due. So my buddy, he launches one in.
Wait,
same guy? The same guy?
He had to go.
This guy's got a superpower.
Yeah. After what we loaded him full of. So then he goes.
Did you forcefully make him eat the food?
You do it willingly.
It was like seven. He had the guy chained up and just force fed him.
So he goes and does the same thing, right? Leaves it there floating. This chick who has to work there, you see her because you can look through the glass window.
Probably making a minimum wage.
No, of course. So she.
Of course.
She looks at it. And then starts to cry.
Okay.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Now, that's a good way to lead into the effed up shit you did to people when they were on work. What's some of the effed up shit that happened to you when you were working there, Lynn?
Oh, okay. This actually comes full circle.
It probably has to do with the bathroom.
No, this comes full circle. I got my comeuppance. I got my karma. I was working computer retail store.
Oh, okay.
And
anal?
No, ouch. I was working at this computer store, and it would be unnamed.
Comeuppance.
Well, what happened, that was my gay porn name in the 80s.
Double Cummins?
No, it wasn't. Center Shaft.
Center Shaft. That's true.
You're a Lottie Putterhead.
Wow.
His sidekick Top Flight. No, anyway, so
how many dimples did you count on his balls? I'm just wondering. It's a regulation.
392, baby.
So I was
working. Use a black Sharpie too to make sure you only count once.
I was working at a computer retail store. It will be unnamed, and let's just say they don't exist anymore. And
good for naming it.
Yeah,
Best Buy.
Wrong.
Circuit City.
No. Anyway,
you could have named at least a business out of business.
Computer guys.
Pizza guys.
The manager
Radio
comes
Shack?
Up and goes. Hey,
they're kind of in business.
Who wants to get a free HD DVD? Now, this is when HD DVDs were starting to fall out of favor instead of Blu-ray. So
immediately
when
they released, I fell
into that
trap.
Was like eyeing like Die Hard on HD DVD or something. I really wanted it, and I didn't want to buy it. I go, I'll do it. I'll do it. What do you need? And he goes, well, someone dropped the bomb in the bathroom, and you need to go clean it. So I go in there, and I'm not exaggerating. It looked like some, you know, when you have a milkshake in the blender and you don't cover it with a cap, you just press the button and it splats everywhere.
Yeah, I think
this guy basically painted the wall.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a rooster tail of Duke that hit the wall.
Jackson Pollock crap all over.
Yeah,
the wall.
It was a disaster.
Now, if you would have worked at a fine establishment, like I'll just say CJ. They made sure that there was a hose outlet in the bathrooms, so you could just bleach, spray, bleach, spray,
and then just
done.
Wash it into the drain.
There was a drain in
right
the middle of the bathroom.
It's like a prison shower.
Yeah. Well, it is CJ's.
Well, that's what happened. So I had to. I spent a good 30 minutes.
Their food. We expect this fucker to be blown out. trying to spigot in that bathroom ASAP.
If it doesn't get all over the place, right?
Oh,
wow.
Don't bother me. I'm eating.
Well, you guys are making fun of all the food. Who's got the best commercials? CJ's.
Jack and the Crack's coming up.
Are you kidding me?
No,
his
talking
wife.
About the sexy chicks.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, speaking of Jack in the Box. When I was at Jack in the Box, someone, you know, there was a craze, the fire in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was working drive through, and it was late at night, and someone pulled up, ordered a large Coke or whatever. I'll never forget this. I turn around, look to my left to do something, and as soon as I look right, bam, I'm doused with all the soda. So I was like, motherfucker. So
did they take off or did they just sit there and
laugh? They yelled, fire in the hole, and then I looked over and they threw the soda in my face. And
this was before YouTube?
Yeah. This was before The Office?
Old school. That's old school.
Yeah, this was like right before YouTube. And so I was in high school. So I was pretty pissed. And I went outside to, what was I going to do? I thought I was all tough. They were gone. Security cameras didn't work. It was a disaster. It was a shit store.
What kind of soda was it?
Coke.
It was like Dr. Pepper.
You already said Coke.
23.
Yeah, 23 flavors of death. It was horrible. I hate Dr. Pepper.
Got him.
Wait, wow. so you didn't catch him in their car?
No.
No, I know we'll go around the table.
I thought you might have got him.
But not that I know a lot of details, but I have a friend whose other family member was the one, remember at Boston Market, that got the acid thrown in his face? Dude, and he dealt with that for a long time.
What?
Remember over the Boston Market over by the freeway? They did the fire in the hole, but with like acid. And it messed up his face. And he's like strong, like he's come out of it. But dude, stuff serious happens too, not just funny pranks.
And we just lost another viewer on Periscope.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, that's just it is what happens. I mean,
you should expect that working at a fast food restaurant.
It was Boston Market. So.
That's a shit store.
It's the third most dangerous test pilot, Navy SEAL,
fast food
drive through worker.
Almost got molested at a Jack in the Box.
What?
Dude, you have so many stories
of Jack in the Box.
Well, it was a shit store.
So you just see like a big head with a pointy hat on. You're like bend over.
Well, okay. So this dude worked there. He was our shift leader, right?
Pop us home.
Jack?
No.
He has a huge head.
He will not be named.
No, he worked there. He was like, what was his name? I forgot his name, but he was like our shift leader. He had a plate in his head. He wasn't all there. There was something wrong with him.
But he got to wear a different colored shirt than
yes,
you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And so I came in after work to get some tacos because we got the employee discount. And He leans over the counter and kisses me on the cheek. So I cock my hand back like I was going to punch him.
And
I was like,
I could get fired for this.
And I was like, that's probably not a good idea, right? Well,
I'll just let him have his way.
No, I was just like.
Did he lick you or was it just a peck?
It was just a peck.
Was there tongue?
No. But I thought it was freaking weird.
Did he have a hard on?
I don't know.
Oh.
But
was it more weird that you kind of were like, I kind of like that?
Yeah.
No.
Or were you like, you know what I'm going to do to my tacos now?
Ew. No. So I was so shocked.
I kissed him back.
I kissed a guy and I liked it.
So whatever happening was is like a couple months later, I get a phone call from the sheriff's department and a detective.
Kisses you again.
And they're like, hey, did this dude do something to you? And I was a minor. I was like, yeah.
They held up a doll and they said, point to me where the Batman touched you.
Kind of almost like that, yeah. And so I find out why he wasn't working there anymore. Apparently he got his ass kicked by another teenage employee because he tried to force him into like this one of the side rooms in the back of the restaurant and tried to like grab his junk. And so the kid ended up kicking his ass. The kid who lived in like a trailer park and he was kind of rough around the edges ended up just destroying this dude.
Oh, the Cougar Bait just joined.
Hey, what's up, Cougar Bait?
What?
Did he join Periscope? Dude, we're getting lights galore.
Well, there's only three people and one of them's you.
We're getting lights galore.
Well, anyway, so he ended up getting his ass kicked.
Yeah. This is one other viewer.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's Cougar Bait, you, and somebody else.
He's got five hearts.
Hi, somebody else.
Hey, the real person out there. The real fan.
We got a real fan. But anyway.
What's going on, Cougar?
That was my disgusting story, and that was kind of creepy. Then a guy ended up getting arrested. He ended up, and he did some time.
And what's the name of his website?
No.
How is he?
I don't know.
Oh.
Fuck if I know.
I thought you guys might have got together afterwards.
Wrong.
I'm jeez. Periscoping out to the fans.
Anyone else have any messed up?
Starting that convo?
I don't have any, man. All right, so I don't have
weird
any.
Things that happen at work? You don't have anything?
No. Or to the daycare.
You work on a golf course, though, right?
No.
Anyone? My grand's pissed on a tee box.
I was hoping there'd be some sweet cat shack stuff.
No, it was a repair shop.
Worked on shaft. Nice. Straightening shafts.
That was actually my
Bill Murray didn't come in to the store?
Wait.
Huh?
Bill Murray didn't come into the store?
Mm-mm. Derek Lee's dad came
what
in one time.
What degree is your like, do you hit with your shafts?
A little to the left.
No, like, with my shafts?
Yeah. Don't you bend them a little bit?
Well,
I hit a draw.
And so you can bend the shaft to straighten that out?
Right to left.
That's cool.
I had a fade.
Do you bend your shafts?
Left to right.
Bend no, but
shafts.
I did use
no,
the...
No, you can bend the shafts.
Yeah, no, they
somehow.
Bend them. When you get them custom made, I did that at this golf course.
So let's say
they're
like
bend in the club head.
And
it's
I
not
did,
the shaft.
I did the travel.
Shaft's always the said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you change the club well, angle, which naturally changes the
you
lie
close
angle.
It and open it?
No, you can.
No.
You can hood the club.
Yeah, but
I think we just lost our one viewer.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay. We can go back to the room. I mean, I don't have much. Just bear the terror.
No, I don't either.
Well, I think we got to move on from that kind of somber Boston
mine's
market
pretty
with
funny.
Acid.
Yeah. Mine's kind of funny.
Molesters.
I mean, now. But I worked for this.
great.
I
pushed this old lady into the street and she got hit, and it wasn't funny then.
But it's funny now.
Totally now.
No. So I worked for this place. I was in high school, and they have a bunch of gyms in the area, expensive gyms, like $100, $120 a month. And you got to report your time on an Excel spreadsheet on this console. No one's looking. 8 hours. I was gone in three. I clean the men's room. I might mow. Boom. Gone. 8 hours. Then I never walked in Tuesday, but somehow I worked 4 hours.
Damn.
Dude, I'm a student. I need money. I mean, what do you want me to do?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was before CJ's, but that's probably about the worst work situation that's gone down.
Okay. What did you have there, wireless ring?
Oh, okay.
You just skipped.
No, Ken. Go ahead.
I mean, I've only got one pretty good one.
Let's hear it, Ken. Okay. I'll do cleanup.
Yep. Batting cleanup. I like it.
I did a lot of that.
My one good story.
That's because no other guy would touch her.
Trash man.
Yeah, and you're worried about rabies.
Oh! Some guys worry about rabies, some guys syphilis. It's all good.
Jeez.
Go ahead there.
All right. So my previous job had to deal with a little loss prevention. So I'm training to become a detective.
We don't want
to
hear about your
life. Wait, you guys. So loss prevention at these stores, they catch shoplifters. You guys have detectives?
Yeah.
What's the ranking in loss prevention?
It's like a loss prevention customer service associate, I guess.
That's like a private?
So that's
the like
floor man?
That's the floor man. That's the guy
that's
that,
where
that
I saw
when you walk
you.
In, he's got like the black vest on. And
it's always the most ghetto looking dude.
Yeah.
You're not the undercover guy?
He's the muscle.
Yeah. The undercover. And then it goes to
they're
like
as big as me.
They're behind you working the cameras and the floors and stuff. Okay. They look like average Joes just wearing kind of just shopping clothes and stuff like that. So I'm up there being trained by our lead, and I'm on cameras just watching. And we're up in Shook's neighborhood, Folsom, so, you know, we're probably not going to get much action out there. They're paying all cash.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
But
Or they're paying in coke.
To my surprise, my very first shoplifter, a 76-year-old woman. All right, and she doesn't even steal anything cool.
She's
straight up
it.
Just takes pajama bottoms off of the hanger and throws them in her purse.
Klepto.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you know we do the whole thing. We get her back into the office. We just you know get her from once she leaves the store, gets her back, and then once she realizes that she's gonna have to fill out paperwork, she's not having it.
See now,
it's the paperwork that broke her. Not the handcuffs.
The dementia kicked in.
Well, we can't really put them in handcuffs.
Oh,
so
really?
We're kind of screwed on that. Oh.
If
so,
she was combative, she probably would have kicked your ass.
Oh, she was getting combative. It was pretty badass. My trainer was he's about like maybe like 5'4", but he's kind of like bulky.
Okay.
And she, the minute he grabs her purse, like to get her identification out and everything, she, I swear to God, went back to 20 years old and jumped on his back and got him in a headlock.
Like a turtle?
Yeah, it was crazy.
No shit.
No shit. So and I'm standing there, you know, I'm like first on the job. I'm like, holy shit, it's a 76-year-old lady. What do I do? And my buddy's just like, don't worry, I got it. And she,
break her hip. It's already done.
Dude, she was on a whole nother level. But she wanted to fill in all the paperwork and wound up getting it. But fucking 76-year-old woman willing to fight over pajama bottoms.
Now, did she fill out the paperwork or just pay for it and you said, thanks, have a nice day?
No, you can't. Once you leave the store with it, the you're already stealing. So you have to come back in and sign.
Oh, so you had to actually go and track her down past the store.
Yeah, there's like a whole little scenario that we do. Like typically, like one's on camera so they never lose sight.
Okay.
And you're staying on the phone with them and you kind of exit the store so they don't see you. Okay. You wait out front off center. So as soon as they exit the store, that means they actually attempted to steal.
Okay.
And you got
to
get them back.
So how does the whole scenario work now where like supermarkets and stuff due to liability just say, see ya?
Dude, I have no – it's tough now because over in, like, Bel Air, they're hiring, like, real security guys that, like, actually have, like, stupid, yeah.
Like Target.
Don't be an a-hole.
Yeah. Like Red Hawk security.
Yeah. It's getting wild. And, like, I saw one guy literally because I guess at, like, those stores there's still the meat and the liquor.
It's a Chinese restaurant.
It's like I've seen Animal House where they're shoving meat in this guy's sweater.
Hell yeah.
So the old lady – I have an old lady joke real quick.
Okay.
What's sex life with what sex what is sex like with an old lady?
What's it like?
It depends.
Wait,
because of their underpant choice?
Everyone's the diapers? Gone.
Okay, that's a stupid joke. Go
I
ahead.
Got it.
I'm not feeling.
Bring
it.
Us home, wireless freak, please.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, we're going on for like hours at this situation now.
I'll go with one. Let me go with one of the good stories here. And it's a little backstory. I think it'll educate the viewers. So I worked at a nightclub. We had male strippers. There was one male stripper night.
Oh, no.
And
that always goes well.
A little industry secret in the male stripper night. They like to play with themselves.
Oh, to
and
get
then
themselves.
Put rubber bands around them to keep them.
Get some tumescence.
Yeah. So when they're out there rubbing it on the girls, they get more tips.
What? Tumescence?
Yeah, a little, you know.
A little stiffy.
Yeah.
Is it called a tumescence?
Oh, I don't know. He's obviously more hip with industry than I am.
Yeah,
no.
Well, remember, he was given a cock ring for Christmas.
I didn't see that you had your thesaurus out.
So. I'm a smart man. Go ahead.
Oh, your epidermis is showing.
I guess this qualifies into something that probably one of the more jacked up things I've done at work.
No pun intended.
No, I did not do that. These hands stayed far away from that. But my manager was back there one time, and he saw them slapping their stuff on the counter.
Oh, sick.
Jesus.
Like, and that was the counter where, like, food was prepped.
Oh.
So.
Polish sausage coming
not
up.
Cool, right? I mean, come on. We don't know they slapped their dong on it, so, I mean, what if we put, like, a...
Also, who does that?
What if you put strippers, dude?
I'm going to use the rubber band from the broccoli.
They're like, bro. Get that hair tie. It's almost there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm serious. They do, and they help each other. It's really
that is
a bisexual situation.
It's a community.
It's a community. So we come up with this master plan for the next night. We're like, or for the next week because they only came once a night.
Yeah, they did.
And so, yeah. They had rubber pants around them.
Jeez. The band's broken.
So
my
I come up with
broken.
This awesome scheme. I'm like, fuck this, dude. That's not cool. We prep food there. Tabasco sauce.
Oh.
But hold on. Wait. I'll stop for the... Are we done here? Okay. So I take Tabasco sauce, and I run it right along the edge of the counter.
Like
hell
it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that they come in and...
And it gets in the hole.
It didn't work, I guess. Nobody complained. So either
they
their shit
really
was so
into
jaded
it.
That the Tabasco actually didn't do anything to it,
yeah.
Or maybe they came up with a different method that night.
Dang. Wow.
And I also have another thing. Okay,
that's deep.
Well, okay, so male strippers, they have it kind of tough, right? Yeah. They have to come up with a backstory. Because if you've been to a regular strip club, am I wrong? The chicks are just on stage in front of your face. They're like, give me money. And guys are like throwing dollars at them. The dudes, they're like, one's a firefighter, one's a construction. It's like the YMCA. They all have to have
but
this
they actually have to, like, have a – you can't just be like, I'm a fireman.
They have firemen.
And that's
outfits.
The end of it?
Yeah, so they don't talk. They
you
don't
have
talk
to say what
you.
Station they're at, what good, patrol beat
yeah,
they run.
Get the woman in that backstory. Oh. Get him believing. Oh,
like Sergeant Hung. Right? And you got to have some of those like, cool names.
Long
yeah.
Dong Wong.
Well, first Lieutenant Long Hose. I don't know their name for it.
I told you if you ever were a captain of boat, that I'd be your first captain.
It was, but there were the women that came in that thought like they were their girlfriend.
Oh,
so they would fall in love with them.
They
so
had a
every
repertoire.
Every night they were there, they come back and they'd be like, "Is Billy working tonight?" And I'm like, "I don't know which one Billy is."
Sergeant Hung.
One? Yeah, he's here.
The one with the Prince Albert.
Wow,
that's horrible.
But they never. They didn't pull their stuff out or anything. It's always in like their little man thongs.
Yeah, the banana hammock.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a couple pairs of those, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Got to fill them out.
Yeah, that's my story. I've got stories that actually get more weird, but that's probably where I'm going to leave it right now.
Okay. It's a teaser for next time. Or one story every podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I think people would really like hearing those.
Yeah, okay. I think our listeners are over Shook's dating thing because that's kind of
false. His dating life's over. I mean, it's over. He's not doing nothing. He's going to be a single man. That's just the way he is.
I think Justin's stories would be a good.
Oh, much better.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to. I'll put some down so I don't forget them.
And besides of Tinder time, too, we need a new theme song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
And then we need like a theme where like all people are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
In the criminal justice system.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There
we
go.
We already know the end of the story since this is in the past. So we know if they're guilty or not.
That's true.
They're guilty of slapping their dongs on a counter table.
Dude.
Who the fuck does that?
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They had no problems just, you know, rubbing it out with the dudes around them. Like, they're really open to it.
Strange.
Well, I mean, it's cost of doing business, right? I mean.
Now, is this a traveling circus? You said they only came once a week.
So it's like a group. I guess they travel. They probably do it other places.
It's weird.
But.
Strange.
It's like Magic Mike.
I don't know. I've never seen that.
I haven't either. I'm just saying.
No, you have. You have.
Shit. Just saying. It's like that. I think they travel in groups and they, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. That's pretty.
Cougar. He says because they're plenty gay.
I don't know. I think that is just the whole thing of them slap. I can just picture it.
Yeah. Wait,
what? Oh, wow.
You know what that sounds like?
Like a ghost.
Yeah. In someone's hallway.
Hey, I'm telling you that shit's real. I don't know. You keep making fun. Are we going to, speaking of the ghost thing from last podcast.
The children's prison?
Yeah, we should definitely see if we can look into doing that. I'd be totally interested. Be
I'm not going to go in there, but you can
I'll
do
go
it.
In.
I'll go in there.
I'll go in there.
You going there with me?
Yeah, I'll go in there. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, we'll do our own. It'll be. We'll
I saw people get scratched.
See?
On TV.
Oh, yeah, well, we're going to get scratched for real.
Yeah, hell
I'm
going to
piss those things off.
Yeah. You guys are going to scratch each other's back?
Just yelling into nowhere. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'll threaten. I'll provoke them. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
Hey, this is how dedicated I am to this. I'm willing to bring a poltergeist home for you guys. Okay? I would do that. Just
well,
for you guys.
Your soul's dead, so there's nothing to attach to.
That's
you,
true. So. No, it'll attach to yours, and I'll bring it off. I got
fair.
A ritual or
that's
something.
That's fair.
Something.
Nah, all matters cool, is cool if the chicken that. Feet cross.
Yeah.
Chicken feet.
We'll do some voodoo. We
should antagonize them, though. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. I'm sure
they can't do anything to us because they're
just. Periscope
it, too. Yeah, they're fake.
Who would not love that?
Yeah. All right. So Cooper asks, how do you provoke a ghost?
Dude, you can't.
You're for Sand Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the small room right across the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so then that was exactly when the ghost was right behind me, and it was the worst.
Now, how do you provoke a ghost?
Yeah.
It's simple.
You believe in it?
No, you piss it off. You threaten to get the priest or...
You flick it in the nose.
No,
you
bring up the
see,
sword
no,
memories
you're mixing
that
up.
The ghost.
You're mixing
place.
Up. Yeah. That, no, like that's demons. No,
Jesus
priests
are
demons.
No, you say this. You go, gee, I'm real sorry you're dead. You know, you do stuff like that, you know, just to piss them off. Or I bet you're a loser in your
you
past
could probably
life.
Just say things like, hey, how's life treating you?
Now, what if...
Not good, because I'm not around. I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
You're in this purgatory. Can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It's like a waiting room. Remember Beetlejuice? It's just a waiting room.
Yeah. Where they pull the heads out. Really,
they said they're going to make another one, by the way.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, new Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Like yeah,
that was a good movie.
Got to stop that.
You can leave it.
Let it stay good.
Yeah, they ruined a lot of the remakes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They screwed that up.
Yeah.
What's the best remake?
Best remake?
Yeah. Can you even think of one?
I would say...
Starsky and Hutch isn't bad.
21 Jump Street's 100 times better than that.
What?
21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street's pretty damn good. Is that right off the top of my head? That's really good.
Yeah, but movie, and that was a TV show.
It's not counts. It's a remake.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're remaking Chips into a movie.
Yeah, a comedy.
That looks stupid.
Dax Shepard.
Sweet 70s disco. That was the best part.
Dax Shepard is pretty funny.
Yeah, he is.
Said about 16 people.
Are you sure it wasn't 15? How do you?
What? You don't think he's that funny?
None of those people.
Have you seen Let's Go to Prison? That's a good movie.
What's the one? What is with you guys and Dax Shepard?
What's the one? Drive Now or something?
Yeah, Drive.
Drive.
No, it's not Drive.
That is you just mixed up Ryan Gosling and Dax Shepard.
Easy to do.
It's like something like that, though.
It is something like that. Drive Away? Getaway.
Getaway.
No, it's not Getaway.
No, that's Rundown.
You're thinking of Punked with Ashton Kutcher.
That's all that Dax Shepard has done.
Guy's yeah, cool. I know.
Are you? No, it was good, and like he turned in his that family one, or his friends for
that
robbing
Samsung
the bank.
Samsung commercial he's in, that's a good one.
He's family-oriented. Every commercial is him and his wife.
What?
Okay.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
No, but family remakes,
he's not funny. Dak. Brandon, get it, Dak. Tell him he's not funny.
Hit and Run.
Oh, Hit and Run.
Hit and Run.
There you go.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Hit and Run was funny. And he's doing the donuts, and he's like, come with me.
Oh, here's a good remake. RoboCop.
Oh, no.
That was great.
Oh, and Judge Dredd. The new Judge Dredd was pretty good.
That was trash.
And Doom was great.
No, just Dredd.
Doom. Trash. That wasn't a remake,
That's a good
though.
One.
That wasn't a good movie. I love Doom more than anything, but that wasn't a good movie.
Doom's a terrible movie, but it's easy to watch.
Yeah, I have
Dax Prescott.
Dak Pre- what?
Ooh, he's a quarterback. Shepherd. We're talking about Dak Shepard. Not Dak. It's Dax.
D-A-X.
It's easily forgettable.
He's married to that chick that was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Also the voice of Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Good for her.
I don't know.
Elsa? No,
something like Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The girl?
Yeah.
Isn't there two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiffany watches it all the time.
What?
She loves Frozen.
It's not one of the best Disney movies.
No. Hell no. I can name five better Disney movies.
Let's name them.
Do it.
Okay. One of them is Pixar. Lion King.
Well, that's the
okay.
That counts.
Way better. I don't know. Jungle Book.
Good one.
Way better.
Wait, oh,
remake?
Have you
seen the new
remake?
One? Remake.
Not even that good.
Don't say the live action
it's,
one.
It's
Come
not
on.
That
It's supposed to be pretty slick. It's supposed to be pretty
old
slick.
Old school. Aristocats. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. That is a good one.
That's
I'll give
a classic.
You that.
That's one of my favorites. Does Pixar count this list?
DuckTales. Yeah.
McScrooge.
DuckTales has like 18 different VHS
Land Before Time.
Oh, yeah. Land
That's
Before
a crier.
Time.
That's a crier.
What was the one? The Toastmaster? The Toaster?
Oh, the
Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah, that
Beauty
was
and
a
the
great
Beast?
Movie.
Huh? Beauty and the Beast?
That's another good, good one.
I'm going to throw one out there. You guys ready for this
101 Dalmatians?
Oh, that's a
that's
good
a
one.
That's a good one.
Damn it. You just made me forget mine.
Son of a bitch.
Lady in the
You were going to say Small Soldiers.
The old school Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. With the fox.
Yeah. The fox,
yeah. Yeah, no. The
toy soldiers.
No, where small
the soldiers.
Soldiers.
Small
where the soldiers came to life?
Yeah.
That's small soldiers.
Small soldiers.
I love that. With Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a good
he's
one.
He's cut down the tree.
Tell me what you want. What you really, really want.
No. This tree's technically on my side of the yard, so I'm doing you a
that?
Favor.
When they all run outside at the end of the movie, and they're blasting the music, and they're like, Commandos.
Yeah.
Or Gargonites. Weren't they Gargonites?
Gargonites.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like, you slum. And it's like the guy from Men in Black, isn't it?
No.
He's the voice of the little
Smith.
Oh,
Tommy
Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Lee
and
Jones.
Then and they blast the radio.
Gorgonite scum.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, tell me what you want. What you really want. And they're shooting the corn.
The corn cob.
Yeah.
I love that
dude,
movie.
That was gnarly.
That was the best movie. I
and
saw
then they
that
cut
in
him the check, and they're like, there's no money. And then he's like, thanks.
No, it was a great movie. I saw that.
Has any of those actors gone anywhere? The kids, the young, not the adults that were in the movie. Like the main character
I think Phil Hartman, I think he went to heaven.
Yeah, Phil Hartman's dead.
He went to heaven.
Yeah, he's a great comedian.
The chick was in one of those like spin-off American Pies.
Oh,
like
no, the chick's in tons of movies.
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
That's not Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
I think
it is.
But what about the guy?
He's in nothing.
Yeah.
Joseph
like
Gordon-Levitt?
Indian in the Cupboard?
No, is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
He was in Indian in the Cupboard. And that's it. His career kind of bottomed out.
He's a kid in all the movies.
Oh, that's not Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah,
no, not the guy from Inception?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's the third rock from the sun kid. That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, Inception. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's the kid from Small Soldiers.
No,
he's not in that.
No, he's a kid in every
wrong.
Movie.
No,
he's, yes.
If it was, no.
Wait, look who's talking too.
Yeah,
baby genius.
Yeah,
baby genius is trash. I saw that.
That's
movie.
That's a funny.
Look
movie.
Who's talking.
Yeah,
good,
them babies are crawling
Bruce
around.
Willis is the voice. That was awesome.
How about Zootopia? That was a good one.
Yeah,
I never saw that.
Wasn't bad.
I haven't finished it. I haven't got to the parts with the. Statements.
As a quick side, how sweet is it that Netflix is getting the streaming rights so quick from the new Disney movies?
Oh, that's cool.
The lineup for Netflix has like skyrocketed with all the new movies.
Well, they just got the new season of Marin, that's why.
I'm waiting for Marin? No, you got to watch House of Cards, bro.
Oh,
Kevin Spacey's the man.
Peaky and the Blinders. Marin's so much better than House of Cards.
I'm the Frank Underwood of our work.
Peaky and the Brain.
I'm the Frank Underwood of our work. It's just, you know, I had the receding hairline. I'm getting there.
Who's Frank Underwood?
I've got a little reaction if you guys want.
And okay.
Since Cougar's on right now.
Cougar bait.
It's a little Rich Chiga action.
Rich Chiga.
But I got to go set it up. So
I'm going to watch.
Okay.
I'm going to
watch. What's something we can talk about?
Just pop it on that baby.
No, I'm going to put it on the screen.
We saw a conspiracy. There's an asteroid that's coming between the moon and Earth, and it's like the second time in 3 weeks.
What?
We know that one of our own... loves conspiracies.
Yeah, well, what's the conspiracy with the rocks go in the space
like,
all the time?
If yeah, but it's coming between Earth and the moon.
So?
And it's happened twice in, like, the last month.
Well, that's called an asteroid.
Yeah.
I saw Armageddon. We're ready.
Yeah.
What, you think we're going to send Bruce Willis up there with Ben Affleck?
I'll go. Bruce isn't even, Bruce
we're
isn't even the guy
go
who's good. It's
Bruce
the
is
Russian
the man.
Guy.
Wrong.
The Russian guy saves everyone.
Russian components, yeah. American components.
No,
all made in Taiwan.
Smash him with a mallet. Yeah.
Give me a wrench. Which was better, Deep Impact or
Armageddon?
Armageddon.
Not even close,
bad.
Dude.
I like Deep Impact, though.
But have you seen Armageddon?
Yeah.
What about? Okay, hold on. What about Space Cowboys?
Great movie.
No,
not
yeah,
as good as Armageddon.
Not surpassing Armageddon. Are you kidding?
You guys are absolutely killing me.
I like Space Cowboys. Tommy Lee Jones
right
is awesome.
Yeah.
Is Dax Shepard in that one?
No. Donald Sutherland is, though.
He's one of the greatest actors of all time.
Oh, Donald Sutherland's awesome.
Dude, Dax?
Kiefer's not bad either.
Kiefer, I like Donald, though. I just watched American Animal House again, and he's in that. I love
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Fuck is this?
I don't. This is what we're watching.
What about your fun fact off of Kiefer Sutherland?
Oh,
with
Donald.
Or Donald Sutherland with the rights to Animal
House. Yeah, we might have to come
need
back
sound?
To
sound? Or are we just watching?
Okay. We'll
I hope
watch.
It,
the
you know what? I hope it.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy with how
you should probably turn it down.
That's so loud.
Do it on the thing.
You got to I think they can hear it on all of our microphones.
The fuck is this?
You might want to turn it down
stick?
More.
That's where you need to turn that way.
Oh, wow. This is nice.
That's still wicked loud.
That's yeah.
Wireless, turn it down from the YouTube itself.
You just went up. You lost control.
Yeah.
I gotta get on Periscope real quick, see what the listeners are saying.
That looks like a teenage version of one of our coworkers.
How rich is this guy?
I have no idea.
Is this
lot.
Real?
Now, is Rich Chiga all of them or just him?
It's just him.
Do you know what he has in that pack?
A gun.
Perp.
No one does.
I like how he has his shirt tucked in with the fanny pack.
Is he one of those kind of guys that can't speak English unless he's singing?
Probably.
No, he
looks like about three
English.
Or four of my relatives. I broke Vaughn. He does.
You don't know that actually is someone that comes to all of your family gatherings?
I'm not 100% sure that he's not there.
That's what I'm saying.
Me too. This is nice.
So, this is real?
It's on
Who
the
does
internet.
This? Is that a minivan?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the minivan.
this music video actually has a director. Wait, was that Psy?
No. Why does every Asian person have to be Psy for you?
It's Indo Squad. First reaction to
that. I know yours is yeah, it's got to be trash.
I love it.
Kyle,
I love
how
it.
Impressed would you be if I told you that that video alone had 35 million views?
35 million views?
35 million views.
For that piece
and
of flaming
turd?
Don't
you get
turd?
Like 1 cent for every view?
That's good it's, stuff, I think so. Though.
My not Listen courtesy blushing is a better story than this guy.
What? Dude, I need to look up how much he's worth. One?
It's only got him as 150K.
That's not bad.
Oh, he's worth way more now because he's actually doing like... covers with like he had a thing with like Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa.
What?
Yeah.
Is he gonna hang out with
you know what he's into? Yeah.
Are you seeing the video? I'm gonna say he has no skill.
He has no skill.
I thought that was slick.
What we should have done is we should have had the video without the picture, just so the sound.
Oh.
And then had the video studio be like, what? That's who's doing that?
Well, that's the same thing with the Rick Astley. Never going to give you never going to let what? You. He does not look like he
sings. Looks. Rick Astley looks exactly like I would think Rick Astley
Wrong.
Would look like.
Dude, that guy looked like he's 10.
That's what I'm saying.
And that was What's his that real voice.
Did What's you think Rick was about, rap, to, was about to Rick roll rap? Us? Oh, watch the sweet new rap video.
I thought that was never a special treat.
Remember, that was a thing about 10 years ago, wasn't it?
He was born in 1990.
Check your email tomorrow morning.
I love with him.
And when?
He was born in 1999.
Who,
nice.
This guy?
Yeah.
So he's younger than Spaz. Holy shit.
Man, wow.
And he's actually doing something. He's making money.
I know.
He's working in his life.
Yeah, Spaz ain't doing jack shit.
But, we have a request, if you can set it back up, Wireless Freak. Cougar Bait would like to play the remix.
Okay.
And I didn't know there was a remix.
Neither did I.
Okay. Oh, we're going to have to look it up. We'll get it out there for the viewers.
This
the viewer. I'm jumping back off
so you guys know, like, have you heard of Ghostface Killa?
No.
Yeah. No, that's your favorite dude.
Yeah.
No, that's Stitches. Isn't
oh, it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't get the
brick in your face.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Is that what you have?
That's right. Close.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stitches is awesome.
We're setting it
what
up.
What you gonna do with it? Or walk in the airport with kilos in my bag? Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Don't advise that.
Wrong.
Now, Little Dickie is an artist.
Little Dickie's awesome.
Ever since
it's
I've
the same thing as Rich Chiga.
No. I know Little Dickie's funny.
That was hilarious.
That wasn't that funny.
That was funny. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it is humor. Smart rap.
He's wearing a fanny pack.
Oh, is this a remix? Okay.
Rich Chiga. So, well, we're talking about
him, so
it's obviously
working. You guys
told
me there was two G's. Oh, there it is.
Two G's? It's the lame version of Two Chainz? Two G's?
Oh, don't turn it up too loud. It was pretty loud, man.
He's the Kirkland
version.
They're
not going to allow us back.
That's good.
So he's from Indonesia. That's awesome.
Okay. Look at his siblings.
Hey, ask him if it's the one with Ghostface Killa.
It's the one with Ghostface Killa? Are you out there?
Yeah,
I'll jump
it.
On Periscope
that's
real
it.
Quick.
No, that's it right there. Remix.
Says yeah, it says official video remix featuring yeah. Right there, the second one, October 12th, 2016.
Ghostface Killa and Puya.
Whoa, wait, so there's a different video for the remix?
Yep.
Wow. Oh,
he's on fire.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is the best.
That's funny.
He's got one of those little scoot things.
That's
because it exploded. Yeah.
Dude, those are some sweet graphics.
Damn.
Could have spent a little more on those.
Yeah, he should have worn the fire suit.
Oh, he's got hot chicks now?
Oh, those chicks are awesome. Those are my peeps. Oh, my.
What?
She tooted a little bit. She tooted a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dude, he still flows, though.
Look at the... Oh, my.
The song's the same.
You gotta wait for the... The remix is when Ghostface...
that's what I figured. Yeah.
Ghostface is in this?
Yeah.
From Puya.
Oh, he just flipped you off. Hey.
Man, that was too easy.
It's above the waist.
This is pretty good. This is pretty good.
Dude, there's like 40 Optimus Prime.
Fuck?
There he is.
No.
That's not Ghostface.
That's Puya.
It's Booyah.
Oh, my.
What is going on? Is this the right thing, Cougar?
Whoa.
Watch out.
Good thing I don't have my 3D glasses on.
The Sac Valley guys walk in.
There you go.
What is going
Jeez Louise.
That guy looks like the guy that
looks
was
like
married
Jib Jab.
No, he looks like the guy that was married to Britney Spears. Yeah. What was that guy's name?
Oh, big box smart. What have you
no,
done?
The guy that was married
me.
To Britney Spears.
Okay, Fed.
Looks like
it's K-Fed.
That chick's hot. He's angry.
Yeah.
He's got so much rage for such a little man.
I know.
And he's
that's
only
what
like
makes
10.
Him hard.
Is that rubber band?
Those chicks.
You know he did nothing with those chicks.
Five and dime
Dotson. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Why do they have enlarged craniums? What is going on?
Oh. What was that?
Is that a snake?
Dude. Trouser snake. Oh.
I think I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
What the fuck is that?
Dude, there's grills inside of the gut.
Why are things protruding from the rectum?
That's a fanny pack.
Oh,
that's
my.
Good.
It's like a donut coming out of the fanny pack.
Those chicks were making out with his fanny pack.
Oh, my.
That was a shark. I saw a shark.
Oh, did you guys see that? That was really cool.
Was it Left Shark?
You could watch this video like 9 times and find something new every time.
Dude, this is worse than the first.
This is way better.
No.
Way better.
I'm not feeling this one.
It's got a lot of big rigs in the background.
Yeah, a lot of Optimus Prime.
Like, really, really bad mech warriors. I would counter that any mech warrior is a good mech warrior.
Wrong. Great game.
No, in real life, mech warriors.
Yeah, if there was a real life mech warrior, all of them would be solid.
This is freaking weird, man.
That was quality.
I guess that's what the cougar wanted. That was, I don't know.
Not over yet. Look at this creepiness.
It just got better.
Oh. What's wrong with his teeth?
What's that say? Who that be? Is it?
That's his new jam.
Who that be?
Who that be?
Who that be?
That guy's ridiculous. Yeah. I can't believe that's popular. Is that actually a thing now?
What?
That guy is badass.
No, he's not.
What makes him not badass?
He's
the way
not
he
Saint
looks?
Motel.
First of all, he looks like he doesn't.
His rhymes are sick. His flow was good. Mm-hmm.
You've just taken every line from Little Dicky.
Who's Little Dicky?
I mean,
should we?
I don't know. If we have
one of those fake turtlenecks.
No.
Yo, Little Dicky.
Fake turtle.
My bad.
You know what I'm saying, Vine. There's those little fake turtlenecks that only go like halfway into your shirt. Those are called dickies.
A kerchief?
No, they're called dickies.
A kerchief? No, a kerchief was what confirmed bachelors wore in the 70s.
I accidentally added the IES. I mean.
Little dick is what you meant?
E. No, it was a Y.
It's getting cathartic.
You know how you dropped the Y and add the IES? Made a grammar mistake.
That's normal for you.
I always had a problem with the I before E rule.
Except in receive?
Well, I guarantee neither of these chicks accepted or received anything.
I thought it was friend.
No.
He did nothing
about
them.
Pulling through hood rats
or believe.
No,
believe is
B-E-L-I. I bet he does.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Let's let the experts. I will show you the reaction video from the rap experts and what they thought about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I want to see.
It's pretty funny because they're all baked out of their minds.
I guarantee Dr. Dre trashed that shit.
Oh.
He's got no.
Remember the when Pharrell.
Oh, our when you heard that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Can I forget her name?
She does like something horse? No.
Alaska.
Alaska.
Alaska or something.
What?
What?
Basically, this like, I think a college girl was going to some like performing arts school where she basically writes her own lyrics and produces her own music. And they had their guest.
Maggie Rogers.
Yeah. Their honored guest came and listened to like three kids and he literally like almost like kind of cried when she played her music and he's like, dude, I've never heard anything like your music before.
And how good
and immediately
it was.
I'm pretty sure he signed her. Now she's got like a music video out for it and everything.
Really?
No.
That guy ain't
he probably
nowhere.
Hasn't heard it.
What do you mean?
He guarantee here, let me make a prediction, boys.
How long's that been on your tongue?
Here's a prediction. Okay. Time will not be kind to Rich Chiga.
But if he scores on
he's in a go out just like the WWWWB and all those stupid taglines. He's going.
Oh look, I got Bartel. Full screen.
Is he pouring with some sweet Bartel?
Garcia Andy is a great name that someone made up.
These dudes cannot be real.
Cameron.
Real rappers.
Cameron's
Killa
real.
Cam is the best rapper.
Flatbush Zombies.
Zombies. Come on, look at these names.
Like, I'm the guy in the middle.
Yeah.
You got a fat cross on your forehead.
That guy's a little loaded. I like his moves, though.
Raiders.
Does he have a bottle of Cristal in his hand?
At all times, baby. Killer. Oh.
You know what?
Profiling.
No kidding. Yeah. What's that dude's
he's
deal?
He's upset. Because this guy is going to take a man that could have gotten out of Inglewood.
Did you guys see the guy in the back that had...
Is that the first time you saw that frame?
That guy cross-eyed?
That's pretty funny.
Wow.
If Cameron likes him, I like him.
Killer Cam.
Oh, I like Cameron.
Yep, Killer Cam.
You know what, though? It all comes down to one person grabbing you and running. Look at Justin Bieber.
Fuck Justin Bieber.
It just took one guy
Bieber's
to just
some
run
talent.
Into the
he's
top.
He's a psycho, but he's
got
some...
What are you talking about? He had Usher.
That's what I mean.
That's huge.
Rich Chigga just needs one guy to take him to the top, and he's going to make someone millions.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
that's what I'm, yeah, that's what I said.
They always discover someone.
Yeah.
Who was who's responsible for Bieber? Is it Usher?
That's Usher.
He should lose about 50% of his fan base if he's responsible for Biebs.
You love Biebs.
I don't love Biebs. I love one song.
That's a good song, though. Is that the one? That's the one?
I could be your boyfriend.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
Yeah. That song is trash.
He's got some good songs.
Isn't he
he's
rocking
a psycho.
With like Skrillex right
he's
now
a psycho.
Or something?
Skrillex probably. Sucks too.
What's no, he's in some EDM. I don't know.
EDM is garbage.
What?
It is. Mm. I've heard it about 6 times now in my life.
6 times.
Yeah, and all that was 6 times.
No, that's good though, cuz you don't want to listen to it too much or it'll turn bad.
No, wrong. I can listen to Neil Diamond all day, and that never turns bad.
I'm pretty sure there's probably a Neil Diamond EDM mix.
Oh, and it's probably better.
You
better
hope not.
It's probably better.
Yeah. All right, we're going to end the show on this Neil Diamond remix.
Yep. Yeah, that's
internet, don't let us down.
Neil will play us out.
YouTube gods don't.
Wait, what's
the number
one?
It better be there.
Cherry.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, Sweet Caroline.
I don't know if it's good, so should I just play it to...
Is it an EDM?
Do it.
This is it.
Hold on. This
not,
the
not
seven.
Should we say bye and then let it play us out or what?
Are we done?
Play it out.
We got nothing else.
I think we'll wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, guys. Thanks.
I'm
for
Vaughn.
Joining
hey,
us.
Bye. Bye. See you.
Thanks,
hey, Ken, Jesse.
Right,
everyone else. Bye. Bye.
All right, and let's.
This is David at Baird's
hair. There it is.
This is the Guardian Masculinity, and we're transforming into some Neil.
Take me away.
This is when the old ladies are like,
yeah, hell yeah. Old ladies and gone.
Full butted panties are going up on stage, boys.
The beige one.
Saving.
I don't hear any Neil yet.
No, I don't either.
That's hard. Something must be coming. I can begin to know when, but then I
know it's growing. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ba.
hold on, let me listen.
Oh,
a soft drop.
You know why I would go to this concert? To see 70-year-old women on ecstasy.
you want me to look for one more real quick?
What, do Cherry EDM, and then we'll go out on that, because that's not a good representation.
No, Neil's...
What are you talking about? Neil's an American hero.
Oh.
He was in Saving Silverman. Hello.
That was his best role ever.
That was the greatest movie
I can
of all
get
time.
You, it looks like Holly.
Oh, Holly, that's a good one.
Okay.
Holly, Holly, that's a great song.
Any of the songs not the same word twice?
Is that a Christmas song?
Oh, this is cool.
I love rock and roll. That's what this song is. Right.
Give Neil his due.
I can fast forward a little bit. This is the end of Sagan Silverman.
Eminem
rock.
Whoa. Okay, that's enough of that.
That might be some Kid Rock.
It's just
Diamond.
A remix. Yeah, not safe for work. It says.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Well, that's good. We keep our podcast.
Hey, any podcast that goes out on Neil Diamond's a good podcast in my book, boys.
All right,
guys. Thanks to Sticker Mule, Jason, Roundtable.
And Camel Snooze.
DJ Cats.
DJ Cats.
Yeah. Please
for
give
intro
us
a music.
Yeah. And DJ Cats. All of our listeners out there, please follow us on Instagram at the NBD Show, Twitter at the NBD Show, Facebook.
Nobody knows how to use Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the millennials don't know
this
that shit.
This is a dime breed.
Well, we want those oldies, those full-butted underwear panties that are listening to Neil Diamond.
The Diamond fans. Yeah.
Neil Diamond fans, hit us up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. MySpace, they're still looking for it. Yeah. They're like, are they on the MySpace?
It's going to be at the mbdshow.geocities.com. Check it out.
Yeah. Or Angel Fire.
Gosh.
Yeah, awesome. We're old.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Peace. Chew out.